Torah of Israel, Parshas Shlach, Day 6, an excerpt from Vayakhel 250b. It speaks about what happens in the process of entering into Shabbos, towards the end of Friday, going to Shabbos Eve. Tell us, you come and see in Revelation. You ever see so on the sixth day, Kadmat is in the Erev, when evening comes. So the Malchus, Dolig the Gohau Nahara, jumps into that light, Madura the Isha, furnace of fire. The Salka La'ila ascends above, Allah Gogavun, attention to the colors, meaning to the spheres above it, spheres of Zerantin, which like the shining colors. It's the unification. Then we make an expression of this below, this world. Today, Mistakin Israel, is after then Israel sets up below, Masadrin Seudasin, arrange the meals, Masakin Besarin, fix up the tables, these means vessels to receive the lights of Malchus, uniting above. Kolchad Vachad, so each one his table. He's a special way of revealing Hashem's honor, connecting with Hashem, and drawing the lights of the spheres, revealed way to the Shekhinah, to the tremendous revelation and connection with Hashem. Then Chad Shalhu Venofik, one flame goes out, Ubatish Bahau Madura, and knocks into that furnace. Kivin the Batish Bahau, once it knocks into it, Mizgalgalin Hao Shalhu Bahau Madura. So that fire, that flame, and that furnace turn around. They roll, they circle. All in Manukhvat is Homer Abba. They enter the negative parts of them, negative parts of Malthus, they enter into the hole of the great abyss, like the klipos, negative energies are put away as Shabbos comes, and the Malchus left pure, be completely up in Hashem. It's time when we say, for someone, they're hidden, sit over there, Baha'u Shalhuva, and that flame, Iyu Mesitra Demina, from the right side, he's also got the holy flame of Kedusha. Again, Iyu Mesitra Demina, because it's from the right side, Ovalau Madura gets rid of that furnace, the negative energies. Rana Malchus, all lay the nukhut of Tamarama, brings it into the hole of the great abyss, putting the negative energies away into their cases, into their cages, so they can't do any harm. That's why Shabbos is liberated, and it protects us. Yosef Taman, and sits there, Adonofik Shabbat, until the Shabbos leaves. Even Nof Shabbat, one Shabbos leaves, Saturday night. Yisricha lehu lama Yisrael l'vochalesh, it's necessary for the people of Israel to rest upon the fire. Nafka Hao Shalhuva Bechas El Sata, and that fire comes out with a blessing from beneath. Flame. Vesholta Hao Madura rains upon that furnace, Kol Hao Laila, that whole night. Vescafia Hao Madura, that furnace is subjugated. Which means that after Shabbos leaves and the weekday energies set in, so it's necessary to subjugate them, that they should be under control. They still have to have a place, so you can't just lock them up, but we have to control them and keep them within a certain boundaries. That's to when we light a fire, make a blessing on it, so it keeps the negative energies of the furnace, the negative parts of the fire that could have shown the story, keeps them underhand, under lock and key. So even during the week, they can only have a certain amount of power and not do too much damage. Israel Saturday night fever.